Hello, and welcome to the podcast, Growing Your Relationships. I'm your host, Michelle Castelli, author, speaker, and relationship coach. And if you're joining us for the first time, we focus on relationship challenges in these key areas of your life, dating and marriage, and self and spiritual. And today, we're going to be taking a look at how to stop trying to fix your partner. If you're not sure whether you even are trying to fix your partner, just pay attention to what your partner tells you. Have you ever heard them say, "Stop trying to change me"? Or do you find yourself in constant fights with your partner over your frustration that they're not meeting the expectations that you have for them? And if you find yourself thinking, if your partner could just fix this, this, or this, our relationship could be a whole lot better. The problem is, while you're on your quest to fix them and make them the better person that you're hoping they will be, they are simultaneously feeling manipulated, resentful, and smothered. No one likes to feel that they're somebody else's personal project, and no relationship can be healthy when one person is assuming a therapist role while they're looking at the other partner as the client or the project. Think of relationships that you've been in where someone has tried to fix or change you. How did it make you feel? Did you feel empowered to want to make change? Or did you feel resentful that the person was trying to make you into something you were not? So if you're serious about trying to stop this need to fix your partner for the health of the relationship, then we're going to need to take a look at both your motive and your mindset. So what do I mean when I say mindset? Well, that's the general attitudes that you have about your partner, whether positive or negative. And our attitudes toward our partner become more negative the more we are fixated on their weaknesses rather than their strengths. We become preoccupied with looking at their faults and criticizing their mistakes. Ask yourself, when was the last time you were able to focus on a strength of your partner? When was the last time that you gave them a compliment about something? If you can't answer that last question, chances are you're focusing more on your partner's faults. And it's that focus on faults that leads to that need to fix a partner and to feel frustration over a partner's inability to change the way you want them to. And the key word I just said is the way that you want them to. Because what you consider a fault, your partner might consider a strength for themselves. So we have to look at what our mindset is about even labeling a behavior of theirs as a fault. Because when we place that label, we're actually revealing what our own attitudes are about that behavior, which could be different than what our partner views that behavior. So again, if you want to stop trying to fix your partner, the first step we just talked about is the need to recognize your own mindset about this relationship and your partner, what attitudes you're looking at in this relationship regarding their behavior. You can do this by keeping track of how often you're criticizing your partner. What are the issues that you keep focusing on that are causing you to feel frustrated in the relationship? Write down for yourself, when was the last time you focused on one of their strengths? And when was the last time you've given them a compliment? You need to get a handle of just how negative your mindset may be in order to understand the need to constantly want to fix your partner. Because people don't want to fix partners if they have a positive mindset about their partner. They only want to fix them when their mindset is focused on the negative. Once you're honest with yourself about just how much your mindset might be negative towards your partner, it's time to take a deeper look at the motive that you have for wanting to fix your partner in the first place. Now, it's very easy to tell yourself that your motive is, of course, to fix them, to change them, to make them a better person. But is really that your motive? Remember, in the last step, we asked you to take a look at how you might have negative mindset toward them. And if after you've kept track of it, you've found that you are in fact criticizing on their faults, then the motive is not really just about making them a better person, there's something else that's there as well. And that something else is usually the need for control in a relationship. When we are preoccupied in our relationships at trying to fix others, it helps to hide what we need to fix in ourselves. Because when we're focusing on other people's faults, we're not focusing on our own. And when we don't focus on our own faults, it gives us a false sense of confidence that we may not even have faults. And this again causes more resentment in how we look at our partner, who we decide does have faults. There becomes an inability on our part to admit our own mistakes and helps us to continue to avoid looking deeply at ourselves. The irony in life is that the issues that we most focus on others' faults are the issues that are often the ones that we want to hide within ourselves. So to get a better handle on what your motive is, in order to be able to stop trying to fix your partner, ask yourself the question, what is it I keep trying to fix in my relationship with my partner? Do I see any parallels to what I need to fix in myself? What areas of myself do I avoid looking at? This week, I encourage you to take the questions that we mentioned in this podcast and write down your answers, both to what your mindset is about your partner's behavior and about your own motive for trying to fix your partner. The more honest you are with yourself in your answers, the better you are able to get to the awareness that you need in order to stop trying to fix your partner and to recognize them as a unique individual with their own strengths and gifts and not simply an extension of yourself. I thank you for joining me today. For more relationship help, go to my website, michellemcastelli.com. That's CASTELLI.com. If you'd like to share your relationship story on this podcast, send me an email to michelle@growingyourrelationships.com. Thank you again and have a great week.